Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I'm clapping along because I'm very happy. In studio with us today, we have Jane Lightbourne. And it's just always fun to run into you out and about, Jane.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm so glad that you came in today because we actually are just going to chit-chat and we're going to talk about happy things.
That's
and
right.
Kindness.
Today
and
is happy day.
It is a happy day. So I just wanted to let you know the definition of happiness is a feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. That is what the word happy means. And I just want to ask what it means to you.
Happiness. That's a very good way to describe it. Contentment. I'm very fortunate that I have good family. I have a good family relationship. Some people don't. And we were just talking a little bit about my neighborhood. I have some very good neighbors, and we look out for each other. I think that's part of happiness. I think happiness is, it could be an event too. You know, if you go to some event and maybe you see someone there you haven't seen in quite a while, and you realize, hey, they're doing okay. If they smile or they're happy to see you, that kind of makes your day too. You know, that, hey, I've been thinking about you or something, and this makes me feel better that you're okay. Maybe we haven't stayed as much connected as I would have wanted to. We all can relate to that a little bit sometimes. We lose touch with people. For some people, happiness is more difficult to achieve. I know that some people are going through tough times. I've been very fortunate that I was in a job situation where I didn't have to worry. Well, that I was going to be at, how can I phrase this nicely, shown the door, so to speak, and don't come back for whatever reason.
Let's talk about your wonderful career, because for many, 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 many years,
yes,
you were at the Hastings Paper.
That's right.
How many years, Jane?
A little over 40 years.
Oh, my
unbelievable.
Gosh. It is. And over the course of those 40 years, Dan and I actually have talked about this off the air. You really were such an institution in Hastings that there was no person that you couldn't interview because everybody knew they were going to be treated fairly.
I tried to do that. I really did.
Well, that's why you had repeat customers because...
Well, and you know, I figured you treat others like you want to be treated. That's how we were brought up with in our family. And I tried to... We didn't always agree.
No, I'm sure not.
You know, we didn't. But I tried to treat people fairly, give them the opportunity of something. Well, what's your take on this, so to speak? And I interviewed a number of people many times. And then there were other people that maybe once or twice or something. That's the way it is. But, you know, I covered all sorts of different areas in this community, met a lot of people. It was a great way to talk about happiness. That's happiness. You meet a lot of people, good hardworking people, very definitely, who really make things, what I would say, click. You know, whether it's city, the school, the county, what in the individual businesses, definitely. And they touched my life, too. Some became very good friends. You know some of them. I always go back to the Lenny Schwartzes of the world. Mm-hmm. You know, the former Hastings Middle School.
I was his babysitter.
Did you?
Oh. Well, not his kids.
I understand. Right. But he was a true inspiration to me. Very definitely. And there were a number of other people that I connected with and kept in touch. When you and I ran into each other a couple weeks ago, the wonderful little thank you get together,
yes,
for Pam and Dick Thorson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've had a really rough year.
Yep.
Let's be honest, folks. Losing your residence, but they did some. They've done so much for this community about history, preserving history, and helping people to understand that as you preserve history, it says something how you view today and how you view this community and how you move ahead with so many different things. And they were right there, you know, from the get-go, I always say, too. Yeah, had some good times with the newspaper. There were some difficult times.
Well, towards the end of your career, though, I like how you only wanted to to report happy things.
Let's do happy things. Well, and you know, I love to go and everybody has a story.
Everybody does.
And sometimes it's more than one story I would tell people. And, you know, love to go to school, sometimes talk to the kids. And, you know, we have some really good kids in this community. We really do. Or, you know, I'd go to church community. There were so many different programs and projects and individual leaders within all the churches in the community.
So much good.
Good that is being done here.
Well, and I really respected that about you because you brought the good out, and I think sometimes we can be so focused on the negative, we forget about all the good things that are going on. And I like that you got to a certain point in your career where you're like, you know what, I am going to just focus on the good, and you brought the good out in a lot of people.
Well, there are lots of things going on at the senior center. There's a lot of neat older people, as we would say.
Absolutely.
How they impact other people's lives and really continue to make such an, you know, again, I keep using that word impact in so many areas in this community. But, you know, I covered a lot of the hard stories too initially, you know, a lot of the crime and a couple of hard trials to cover. And I have to admit, it was very difficult. I went back to the office at night and would sit there and think, oh boy, this is tough. I don't know. This is tough. These poor people who are suffering, you know, how do they do it? I can get up and walk out of a courtroom, get in my car and drive home. Many of them can't do that.
Mm-mm.
And I guess, too, I learned more about police work, fire department, what they, you know, God bless them. I don't know how they do some of this. I really don't. You know, out at the county, you know, different things, too. I give them so much credit. I learned a lot. It was very educational. I learned about dedication that people have in their careers, their jobs. I also learned how very kind some people are. There were some people that were always kind, always called me back, very considerate, not just to me, from what I saw, how they treated other people.
Well, I think, though, that was part of you treated people the way that you wanted people.
So.
You did, Jane, and you have still kept your wonderful reputation even as a retired person. And that's not easy to do when you did report for 42 years on things that perhaps people didn't want you to report on.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Like, well, you're not going to put this in the paper.
Well,
you know, but something happened a couple of weeks ago, and I won't mention any names. I received a letter from someone who I've known a very long time. And he had retired, and he wanted to thank me about some. I had written a few letters the week I retired to people, and telling them thank you for your cooperation, and what I saw in their work ethic and how they treated people too. And you know, I'd send it off. That was more than 2 years ago, Mo. I received a letter back from this individual, telling me the day he received my letter was the day he was having a very rough day. He just wanted to thank me. He said, I opened your letter. I stood there and I cried in my kitchen. If he's listening, tell who you are, but it meant so much for me. He said, you took the time to thank me. You made a difference in my life that day or something. And I just stood there and I thought, I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciated your cooperation and that I saw how the good you did. Kindness can go such a long
way. Kindness is cool. And when you and I ran into each other not too long ago, we were just talking about kindness and how people are too busy. They walk right past each other without even a pleasantry. There's just unkindness in the world, isn't there?
There is.
And what's that about?
I don't know. And I've learned, you know, anger can be such a wasted emotion.
It is. And some people's anger, I know, comes out of depression.
That's it.
Or they
and
have,
I understand.
They have other issues.
That are going on in their life. I understand.
Right. And so we have to be forgiving of people we meet. But boy, if you can just be grateful, as you were talking earlier, the world is tough for everybody.
It's very tough out there. Just, you know, step back a little bit. Open the door for someone. Say hello. Greet them. Good morning or something. What have you got to lose? I don't understand. You know, I really don't.
How do you keep your sunny attitude, though?
It's tough. No. Some days it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, I've had some.
Do you have days where you just want to sit on the sofa and not talk to anybody?
A few times.
Okay.
Let's be honest. Yeah,
I'm being honest. I sometimes I'm talked out, Jane.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean.
And sometimes
I just
want to
sit down and I don't want to go out.
Yeah.
Or if I go to a meeting or something.
You don't have to do that anymore.
I don't. And thank you, God, sometimes for that, mainly in the winter times. You know what I
remember
mean?
Remember those days when it was you and Dan Massman covering?
Oh, Dan and I would sit at City Hall. Thank you, Dan.
Making eye contact. And,
toward the end of my covering City Hall. Well, what are you going to bring? The pop or the treats? We decide. You know, that was funny. Yeah. What do you mean? One of you is bringing the treats and one of you is bringing the peach other. See, that was another thing. He helped me so much during some of that, too. Seriously.
Whenever I see you, and I, there are so many people in the world that whenever I see them, I just can't wait to race towards them and hear what's new. And then there are people in the world that we will be honest, when we see them coming, we think, oh, here comes a big downer. And mm-hmm. I think the world is better if when you see people, you want to run towards them. And you're one
of
those people,
too.
Jane, and I'm so grateful to know you because you bring joy. It's so fun to just run into
too.
You
do too.
Oh,
bring
I don't
joy
know.
To
Thank
so
you.
Many
Thank
through
you.
Here through your other endeavors. As they endeavors. How do you like that
endeavors,
word?
Endeavors. That was a 50-cent word. Good
but
for you.
We talked a little bit about what happiness is. This year right now, I haven't had to cover an election in more than in 3 years. Thank you, God. Knock on wood. Tone the rhetoric down. And toward the end there, I thought, I cannot become a cynic. Most people are good, good people.
Yes.
You know, and
because you had to always just, you couldn't tip your hand.
No.
No, you have to be neutral.
But that was tough. Covering elections too, and I'm thankful. Good for the people who are
running for office.
Why would you run for office? I mean, you would be very good. Don't get me wrong.
No.
But you know what I mean? To have everything that didn't come out right. I'm meaning in regards to how some of them are treated. People are treated not very nicely. That's another word.
No,
the language, the rhetoric, too much of it. So that's one little thing about me. I learned a lot, so it's not, I learned so much working for the newspaper, you know what I mean? I learned about how government works.
Oh, you sure did. Rubber meets the road, yep.
And met a lot of people, and I'd like to believe that the vast majority were there for the right reasons, you know, trying to help, you know, other people. You know, too. But no, so in happiness, I still stay involved with, you know, primarily my Rivertown Lions Club. And we still have some good times and good program. A great place to meet people. And we have fun. We help the community. We laugh a lot.
Yes.
And that's important,
well,
too.
It is important. But I know that you've had some tears lately with your dear, dear friend.
Yeah. It's been a tough fall.
Yeah, I know it is. Elaine Zuzic, every time I would think of Elaine, I would think of you two together somewhere. Culver's, or where else would you go?
We'd go to Culver's. We'd go to different concerts. One of the last events, we went to Trek at the middle school.
I bet you had so much fun.
We did. She was truly an inspiration. Talk about happiness. She was one of the great happiness. And, you know, she came into my life later. And I wanted her to stay around longer.
I know.
But
it's not
that wasn't to be.
How do you reconcile those sad feelings with still staying happy? Because I think sometimes friend loss is something that we discount. It's kind of marginalized.
We do.
Friend loss is a big deal.
It is.
And you lost one of your besties.
She was. In the short period of time, because we did a lot together, we'd go out to eat, we'd used to go shopping. I'd read, you know, different packages because of her vision loss, and I don't think that was a secret. She stayed involved. She showed me what it was, again, to be kind to other people, to help other people.
It's How do you tough. Keep moving forward?
Some days it's tough. And then I'd sit down and I think, well, this isn't going to accomplish it. I'm feeling sorry for myself. Elaine would say, get up and get going. She doesn't want you to sit here or something. You know better. You were brought up differently, sitting home feeling sorry for yourself, you know. So you keep going, and some days it is difficult. Because I'd be someplace and I'd think, Elaine would have really liked this, you know. Mm-hmm. And but I'm so appreciative that she was part of my. I try to focus on that, and it does help. I still wish she was here. I really do.
Well, I think you are living such a great example of what you're asking others to do, and that is to be kind.
Be kind to one another. If you want to say something to someone that maybe isn't the best thing, just stand back a little bit. Count to 10 or something. Let a few things, more things go. Some things that are done, they're done. You can't change them. You know, reach out to other people.
Don't grieve the past. Move forward.
You can't. It's done. You can't.
It's done. It is done.
It's done. We can't change it.
I know.
Live each day to the fullest. Go out and appreciate the sunshine. I know this sounds crazy. I was watching the squirrels in the yard just chasing each other.
They're having fun.
They're having fun.
Yeah, have fun in the world.
You know, reach out to other people. Try to help other people. I'm giving somebody else rides every now and again, and I know she appreciates it. I don't, you know, I think, well, why not? I'm capable of doing it. You just get in the car and we go. Mm-hmm. You know, why not?
Kindness is cool, and so are you.
Oh, thank you. I don't know about that. I'd be nice. Be kind. If we all did that a little bit more, wouldn't the world be a little better place?
The world has been a better place because you've been here with us the last 20 minutes, and we're grateful for that.
Well, thank you.
Oh, Jane, great to see you. Jane Lightbourne, an institution in Hastings, and we're so
getting
happy.
Old. No.
I mean that in a positive way. Thank you for coming in today
thank
and just
you.
Chit-chatting
good
with
to
us.
To see you, too.
So fun. So fun.
Yeah.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.